今天我们要一起思想的题目叫做宣教的家庭。
Today we are going to think about the mission-minded family.
我们再次来复习教会今年的主题的经文。
Let's review the Bible verse for our theme of this year.
教会今年的主题是什么？告诉大家。
Theme of our church this year.
代代相传。
Make disciples through generations.
那么提摩太后书二章第二节就有讲到这个代代相传的真理。
2 Timothy chapter 2 talk about making disciples through generations.
我们已经读过很多遍。
We read it so many times.
那我们也和大家一起分享，实际上我们今年还有一处的主题经文。
We also share with everybody that we have another Bible verse is the theme too.
诗篇145篇第四节。
It is the Psalm 145, verse 4.
就是刚才我们刚刚读过的，这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
That's what we just read. One generation shall praise your work so to another and shall declare your mighty acts.
实际上不单是这一处的经文。
It's not only this verse.
如果您去看整本的圣经。
If you look at the whole Bible.
特别是在旧约当中。
Especially in the Old Testament.
就常常的讲到在家庭当中，在家族的里面。
It very often mentioned that in the family, in the family tree.
我们要一代一代的传递给我们的儿女，我们的后代。
We need to pass down the discipleship from one generation to the next.
所以我们现在目前正处在这个家中代代相传的这样一个讲道系列当中。
So we are in the series of family discipleship through generations.
那么我们就不一个一个去读了。今天呢，我们就要一起来看这样一个宣教家庭的题目。
So we are not going to read every one of them. Today we are going to think about mission-minded family.
那一讲到这个宣教的家庭啊，首先我就先想起一首歌来。
When we talk about mission-minded family, I thought of a song.
有人能猜到是哪一首歌吗？
Can you guess what song?
也是有宣教的开始，但不是宣教的家庭。
It's started with mission, but it's not mission-minded family.
这首歌是这么唱的：有一种爱像那夏虫永长鸣，春蚕吐丝吐不尽。有一个声音催促我要勇敢前行，神灵在牵引到我的心。有人知道是什么歌吗？叫《宣教的中国》。
It's the song called Mission.
Mission China.
Mission China.
Let's see English. We do have English translation over here. 好，那我们就请小芳姐妹来给我们读一下。
The verse says, "There is a love like the endless song of birds. They sing, they chirp, they squeak. There is a voice echoing deep inside my heart. The Holy Spirit urges me to go. I'm marching onto Jerusalem. Though raincoat soaked, I will boldly go. I will declare the name of the Lord.Proclaiming the victory of the kingdom of God, I will move forward in the wind, calling China to awake. If I suffer, I should shed. I will never turn my back. Holy Spirit, lead me on. I will steadfast in the Lord. Send the gospel to every corner of the world.
Amen. 大家能听得清小芳姐妹的这个翻译吧？
Can you hear me?
可以啊，因为我能听得到我的声音。我怕这个我们翻译姐妹的声音这个那个喇叭不够啊。那么这首歌呢，在十几年以前的时候，在教会里面我们常常唱。
We sang the song about 10 years ago. We sing a lot about this song.
鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们一起来为宣教的中国来祷告。
So we encourage brothers and sisters pray for the mission China.
啊，我们说那时候也刚刚进入Y2K 是不是啊？新的千年。
And we just entered the Y2K.
那么我们中国华人基督徒华人教会的心气也非常的高。
And in Chinese churches, the mission mind is very strong.
说一进入了这个21世纪。
We entered the 21st century.
那么现在就是中国的世纪。
This is the Chinese century.
啊，那时候中国真是不得了啊！这个进入世界贸易组织啊 WTO 啊。
At that time, China is getting great. We entered
World Trade Organization
organization.
不单是经济上发展。
It's not only financially improving.
福音也在广传。
The gospel is also preaching, spreading.
啊，那时候不单是在海外。
It's not only overseas.
啊，各处教会里面很多的华人的学人学者归主。
There's so many scholars, accept Christ.
也特别要感谢来自港台的弟兄姊妹们。
We also want to give thanks to Christian from Taiwan and Hong Kong.
啊，在早年六七十年代来到美国，他们建立查经班，建立教会。
In the 60s and 70s, they came to America and established churches.
那么经过中国八十年代末啊，我们知道那个风波以后，中国人就信仰就缺失。
At the end of 1980s, people lost faith in China.
到九十年代开始，很多的华人就在海外，华人就涌入教会。
Starting the 90s year, they started entered the church.Chinese entered the church.
啊，那么很多港台的弟兄姊妹就来关心他，我们向我们传福音。
And a lot of Christians from Taiwan and Hong Kong, care about the people from China and spread the gospel to them.
啊，我记得在Y2K前后，那个前后大概一二十年的时候，福音非常的好传。
I remember around Y2K, it's very easy to spread the gospel.
那在中国也是同样。
It's the same in China.
啊，在这个中国的城市、乡村各地，啊，教会如雨后春笋一样，就纷纷建立起来。
Everywhere in China, rural area in the city, there's so many churches starting to building up.
那时候中国整个的气氛相对来说比较宽松，大家也能够自由的去比较自由的去传福音。我在国内那时候就是到大学里，我们去扫楼啊，一个宿舍一个宿舍的。传福音。
At that time, it's not very strict, so we can freely spread the gospel. And I remember we went to the college dorms. We go one floor at a time, sweeping all the floors.
所以那时候我们就说，宣教的中国来了。
So we are saying the mission China is coming.
这个上一个世纪是你们美国人宣教的世纪。
The last century is American mission century.
这个世纪要什么？中国人宣教的世纪。
This century is out China mission.
啊，不过呢
，But
现在二十一世纪已经快过去四分之一了。
But the 21st century already passed around a quarter.
特别是如果二十一世纪你是从2000年一月一号开始算的话
，Especially when you count from January 1st, 2020.
时间飞快。
The time is flying.
今天我们华人教会到底有多少的宣教士差派出去？
So how many missionaries are sent by Chinese church?
宣教的中国似乎还离我们比较的遥远。
So the China mission China is feel like it's far away from us.
实际上，每个世纪都是所有的信徒一起来做宣教工作的时代。
In actuality.Every century is every Christian involved in mission.
我们传福音也不是单单只是面向耶路撒冷，而是直到地极。
We spread the gospel not only to Jerusalem, we spread it to the end of the world.
那么回想华人教会在过去，我们不说远了，在过去这几年当中的高低起伏。
So we think back the up and downs of Chinese church.
除了外在的环境有逼迫、有压力、有世俗的诱惑。
So from outside, we have pressure, we have temptation, we have different distractions from outside.
我们还想到有一点，可能是我们华人基督徒比较忽略的地方。
We can think of one thing that as Chinese Christian that we neglected.
就是我们要有宣教的中国，先要有宣教的华人家庭。
So.If we want to have mission China, we first have to have mission-minded Chinese families.
最近在网络上面，我们有24小时的守望祷告。
So on the online, we have 24-hour prayer line.
每个礼拜我都会带一次。
Every week I'll lead one.
一次两个小时。
Each time is 2 hours.
那我们这个代祷事项当中就有一项，特别是为我们的下一代来祷告。
And one of the prayer items is pray for our next generation.
现在各地的教会老龄化越来越严重，国内、北美、世界各地都一样。
In the problem of the church, Chinese church is the old generation is getting old.
我们的下一代有许许多多这种流失的情况。
We lost next generations.
上了大学了，不去教会了。
Once they get into college, they don't go to church.
有了孩子了，有了下一代了，自己忙起来了，忽略了信仰了。
When they have children, they are busy, so they ignore their faith.
若是我们的家庭这个信仰的传承我们都没有建立好。
If we didn't keep the passing our faith to next generation, if we don't do that.
我们这个向内的传我们还有亏欠我们怎么又谈得到向外去传。
If we cannot pass our faith down to our family, our church, how do we spread the gospel to outside?
所以我们这里首先要强调一点我们这个宣教的家庭不是每个家庭都去做全职宣教士不是这个。
I want to clear something, when we say mission-minded Chinese family, I'm not saying every family go to the mission field.
如果你看英文我们叫 mission-minded, 我们在我们的思想当中在我们内心里面我们要把这个使命这个宣教的使命时刻牢记。
So, what this means is that we keep the mission in our mind, we think of it all the time.
当然另一方面我们也知道有的家庭家族他们真的是代代的相传而且是为主在神国宣教福音广传上面做出极大的摆上。
But we know some families are passing down through generations and they put all their effort into the mission.
实际上我们中国人宣教的家庭第一位。
So, who's the first mission?Minded family in China.
我刚才故意说的是中国人，我没有说华人。
What's the?
英文比较难翻译，都是 Chinese.
Chinese in China. What's the first mission-minded family?
Yeah, our China people. 这个家族呢是个白人的家族。
It's a Caucasian family.
但是我为什么说他们是中国人呢
？But why did I say they are Chinese?
因为他自己说的。
Because he said he's Chinese.
这个家族是戴德生家族。
This the Huston Taylor family.
到他到第四代的时候，戴季宗牧师，我曾有几次有机会和他一起有在不同的营会当中有服侍。
I serve with Huston Taylor's great grandson in different settings.
就是右下角这个照片当中。那个比较秃顶的就跟我一样比较秃顶的那个
It's down the
那个白人
right corner right hand side down the corner that was bald headed
戴季宗牧师
is 戴季宗 pastor
他的中文讲的跟我们大家一样好
His Chinese is as good as ours
他讲起来他就说我们中国人他不说你们他说我们中国人我们中国人
When he would say we Chinese he doesn't say you Chinese seeconsider himself as a Chinese.
他说我们华人教会。
He said our Chinese church.
这是戴德生家族。
This is Huston Taylor's family.
这个家族呢，人家说就加引号，他说他们是真是代代相传，因为他们是姓戴的。
Because their last name is Dai, same as generation, so they are people say they are truly passing down through generations.
就是左边的这位Huston Taylor, 他是中国内地会的。创始人。
The picture on the left is Huston Taylor. He's the founder of Inland China Mission.
1865年建立这个 China Inland Mission.
1865, he founded the China Inland Mission.
100年之后 ,1964 年内地会改成海外基督使团。
In 1964, 100 years after that, it changed the name to Overseas Chinese Mission?
Yeah, OMF. Yeah, 今天在世界各地拆派了许许多多的宣教士。
They send missions to everywhere in this world.
那这个戴德生家族呢，到现在是第五代。
So, the Huston Taylor's family now is the fifth generation.
但实际上前面还有四代，他们现在是九代。
So, but before Huston Taylor, there were four generations before him. So totally, there are nine generations.
一个非常重视宣教工作的这么一个家族。
So this family put strong emphasis on mission.
戴德生他的曾祖父叫做戴雅各 James Taylor.
His great grandfather is James Taylor.
James Taylor 他自己悔改信主以后啊，他就非常的热心传扬福音。
James Taylor after he repent and became a Christian, he was very eager to spread the gospel.
那么从那以后呢，就成为他们全家族的传统，一家人来侍奉神。
So after that, the whole family, different generations, came together and served God.
他的儿子就叫做戴约翰 John Taylor.
His son is John Taylor.
那包括戴德生的外祖父母都是牧师啊，牧师夫妇、牧师师母。
So Hudson Taylor's great grandfather from his mother's side are pastors.
然后这个 Hudson Taylor 爸爸叫戴雅各，又是 James Taylor 啊，也是非常敬虔、迫切祷告啊、热心宣教的人。
Hudson Taylor's father called James Taylor is a very devoted Christian. He prayed earnestly and is very mission minded.
啊，那戴德生呢，就出生在这样的一个家庭当中，英国人。
So Hudson Taylor born in such a family. He's a born in England.
所以他这个 Hudson Taylor 他自己很早他就立定了这样一个宣教的心志。
So in early ages, he decided he is going to be a missionary.
1854年22岁的时候。
In 1854, when he was 22 years old.
带到中国去宣教。
He went to China for mission.
那从那以后直到今天他们整个家族连续五代在中国宣教。
So since then, until today, there are five generations from his family in, are missionaries in China.
然后后面是戴德生、戴存仁、戴存义、戴永勉、戴绍曾到戴继宗，这全都是 James Taylor 的这个，然后后面就是那个罗马数字一二三四五，都很有意思啊。
So all his children, 陈约、陈书、陈雅 ，they are all of
English is all James Taylor.
Yeah, James Taylor, one, two, three.
Yeah, and James Taylor the first, James Taylor the second, James Taylor the third. Yeah, 然后这个到戴季宗啊，这个也叫他 Jamie Taylor 啊。那么呢，直到这个戴季宗啊，就是右下角这个图片，那么呢，他娶了一个华人太太。
The first generation, James Taylor, on the right hand side corner, the bald man, he married a Chinese girl.
然后呢，他们三个孩子，你看也在这个三个混血的啊，很漂亮的孩子，叫程约、程书、程雅，就是继承约书亚。
The their children have the name from the book of Joshua.
就至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
From the verse, as me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
到现在已经160多年。
So till now is 160, more than 160 years.
这个戴家在中国这个宣教，他们已经把自己完全当成中国人啊，娶了中国太太，生了中国的孩子。
The Taylor's family recognize them as Chinese. They marry Chinese and then they live like a Chinese.
在中国的宣教是一直没有间断。
They never stopped missionary work in China.
戴德生有一句名言。
There's a famous quote from Hudson Taylor.
他说：“假若我有千磅英金，中国可以全数支取；假若我有千条性命，绝不留下一条不给中国。”
If I have 1,000 pounds, I will give it all to China.If I have 1,000 lives, I will not keep one, not giving to China.
今天的中国还有戴德生的纪念馆。
There's still a memorial building for Hudson Taylor in China.
是怎么讲到文化交流的角度来纪念这个家族，纪念戴德生。
It's from the exchange of culture put a memorial building for Hudson Taylor.
纪念这个家族为中国所做出的贡献。
Want to commemorate the contribution to China.
但实际上戴德生这句话还没有讲到这里就结束。
But his quote is, did not stop there.
后面还有一句，不是中国，乃是基督。
Following that, it says, no, it's not China, it is Christ.
是为了基督的缘故。
It is for Christ.
全人摆上，全家献上，一代一代的献上。
He offered himself, his whole family, his generation through him to Christ.
那我们今天要和大家分享的，也不是说我们每个家庭都要这样全职去做宣教。
Today I'm sharing with you, I'm not saying that every family need to be on the mission field as a full-time missionary.
但是我们有没有这样一个宣教的心智？
But do we have the heart to, a mission-minded heart?
那讲到宣教家庭，第一点，我们要向我们的下一代去传福音。
So talk about mission-minded family, the first thing we need to do.Spread gospel to our children.
我们再来复习这节经文，诗篇145篇第四节，这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，也要传扬你的大能。
Let's read it again. It says, one generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts.
我们讲过所谓的这个 battleground, 啊，一到大选的时候，这个 battleground state, 这个战场州。
So when we talk about battleground, when election year, we talk about battleground state.
实际上最重要最重要的战场乃是下一代的心灵啊。
The most important battleground is the heart and the spirit of the next generation.
那我也感谢神。现在呢有越来越多的父母意识到这个子女从小在信仰当中成长，能够领受福音，能够在福音当中扎根，这个重要性。
I give thanks to God because more and more parents realizing how important it is to keep the children grow up in a Christian family and keep them rooted in Christianity.
就我们教会已经有很多这个父母包括我们德恩堂父母让我帮忙写推荐信，要把自己的孩子送到基督教的学校里面去读书。
There are so many parents in both Church and Durham Church asked me to write recommendation letters because they want to send their children to Christian schools.
我这写的多了，我已经都轻车熟路了。这个填填填，就这个表格到哪里我都知道怎么填了，然后一存就寄过去。
I've done so many of that. I know the forms where to put what. It's easy for me now.
那我自己的小孩，这个孩子小的时候呢，其实我跟师母当时。也挣扎过，到底是把孩子送到基督教的学校，还是自己在家 homeschool 自己教育，还是送到公立学校
？So when our children were young, I struggled with my wife and I struggled whether we should send our kids to Christian school or should we homeschool them.
但是我们那时候还年轻，请教一些长辈的，特别是一些美国的一些白人的牧者。
We were still young, so we consulted with other.Caucasian Chinese, Caucasian pastors.
那么他们告诉我们呢，当然有不同的这个意见，但是总体上来说就是都可以。
There are different opinions, but basically they say either way is fine.
你给孩子有基督教的在家教育或者送到基督教学校很好。
Well, if you teach them at home or you send them to Christian school, that's very good.
如果你把你自己的孩子送到公立学校里面去
，If you send your kids to the public system,
you got to make sure he or she is a little missionary.
你要确定他是个小宣教士。
所以我们小时候，从我老大小时候就跟他讲，你是一个小的宣教士，
so,
你是神的孩子。
So I told our eldest daughter that you are a little missionary and you are a child of God.
我们的大女儿这么小的时候，那个时候大概就是。五岁
，When my oldest daughter is about 5 years old.
那么在这个家里面，那时候外公外婆来看我们。
When grandparents came to visit us.
那个我们这个女儿呢，五岁啊，然后就去跟姥姥就去跟她讲福音啊。
Our daughter will go and talk to grandparents about the gospel.
跟她讲一句话，然后问她说：“你信吗？”
She will talk to them and then ask them, "Do you believe?"
然后这个姥姥说：“我再想一想。”
The grandma say, "I need to think about it."
然后她就继续再讲。
And then she will continue to try to persuade her.
讲一段，然后又问你信吗
？And then she asks, "Do you believe?"
姥姥说：“我再想一想。”
The grandma say, "I need to think about it."
然后她就又继续跟她讲。
And then she was continues to talk about it.
后来这个姥姥就跟我们讲，在教会里面跟其他的这些弟兄姊妹讲，说这个孩子这么小，太可爱了。
The grandma told pastor and his wife, and then talked to.Told to the people in the church, she said she's so cute.
但是另一方面，我们把我们孩子送到这个公立学校，而且那还是20多年以前的。
But on the other side, if we send our kids to the public school, and that was 20 years ago,
你可要千万记得，这个世界也在影响我们的孩子。
Need to remember the world is also influencing our children.
所以我今天在这里不是说我们基督徒孩子绝对不能上公立学校。
I'm not saying that children cannot go to public school.
但是你能够 make sure, 确定你的孩子信仰上够坚强，真的是能够做一个 little missionary 吗？
But could you, will you be sure, could you make sure that your children are little missionary because they are faithful?They are strong in their faith.
我们做父母的甚至要付出更多的时间心血精力在信仰上面来帮助来引导我们的孩子来抵挡来自世界潮流的那些影响那些误导。
As parents, we need to put in more time and energy to root them in Christianity so they can fight against the influence from the world.
在这节经文当中告诉我们两点。
In this verse, it tells us two things.
一个我们要颂赞神的作为。
One is that we praise God's works.
还有我们要传扬神的大能。
The second is declare God's mighty act.
我们凡事把我们的一切的荣耀赞美都归给我们的主，我们的神。
We, in everything, we give glory to our God.
不单是在外人面前。
It's not only on outsiders.
在我们的家庭里面。
Within our family.
我们要告诉我们的子女
We need to tell our kids.
我们的子女告诉他们的后代
Our kids tell their kids.
神在我们的家族在我们 家庭 生命当中所赐下的丰盛的恩典
What kind of blessings that God has give to us in our family.
我们所有的一切都是来自神的真的
Everything we have came from our God.
如果没有神我们一无所有
If we don't have God, we have nothing.
我师母有时候这个表现一点亲热就是说两句这个我爱你你爱我呀这样子一个 hug 呀我们都不背着孩子。
Sometimes when I show affection, to my wife or, to each other, we say, I love you, and you, we don't hide it from our kids.
让孩子看到爸爸妈妈是彼此真诚相爱。
We let our kids see that weLove each other sincerely.
这个家庭里面有爱有温暖。
There's love and warmth in our family.
我们也告诉孩子，若不是出于主，那是不可能的。
We told our kids that if it's not from God, it's impossible.
那我们这个家早就没有了。
If there's no God, we don't have this family anymore.
是神的拯救临到我们。
It's God's salvation.Came upon us.
我们一起去传扬神的大能。
We need to praise, declare God's mighty acts.
我记得和师母那时候刚刚出来，我们职堂那时候还很年轻，20多岁。
I remember my wife and I came out and want to start a church. We were still young, only 20-some years old.
那么呢，一开始职堂建立教会是非常的辛苦。
It was a lot of work to build a church, start a church.
尤其是在这个纽约上州啊北方那个地方。
Especially in northern New York City.
做学生的工作。
We are working on students.
常常去探访。
We go visit the students very often.
冬天下雪，雪那么厚啊。
When it's snow during the winter is like few feet high.
晚上去探访，然后孩子还很小，在那个 car seat 的那个提篮里面。
When we visit during the night, our kids are our child is still small, is in a bassinet. We didn't have to carry it.
提着这个孩子这个 car seat, 然后那个迈过那个雪，一踩就是一个深坑，一踩一个深坑，然后那个到人家这个公寓里面去探访慕道的朋友。
We carry our daughter in the car seat and walk through the snow.Each step create a hole, a deep hole in the snow, and we go into the home to visit students.
让我还印象很深，我们老大稍微长大一点。
When our older daughter is a little bit older,
最早会说的几个词。
The first few words she can say.
除了爸爸妈妈。
Besides mom and dad.
除了阿门。
Other than 阿门。
然后一个词，有一次她突然冒出来，吓我一跳。
And she said a phrase that scared me.
她说探访
She said visitation
我说怎么突然冒出探访这个词来
I was so surprised that she can say visitation
为我们的下一代祷告。
Pray for our next generations.
让他们心中的这样一个福音的火不熄灭。
So that the fire of gospel is still continue to be lighted in their hearts.
能够永远的爱主，继续传扬主的福音。
And so they will love our God always and spread the gospel always.
我知道我们做父母的亏欠。
I know we didn't do enough as parents.
有的时候忙于侍奉，忙于工作。
Sometimes we busy with our work, so busy with our ministry.
这是人的软弱，教会的软弱也在孩子的面前。
And our weakness and church weakness that our children see all of it.
所以这是后面下面我们要讲第二点的时候讲的，我们要和我们的孩子一同的来成长。
So this is the second point. We need to grow with our kids.
那首先我们来看圣经当中很多其他的地方讲到这样一个要向我们下一代去传这样的一个经文。
Look, some verses tell us that we need to spread the gospel to our kids.
诗篇78篇。
Psalm 78.
啊，我们就不全读了，时间的关系。大家看着 highlight 地方啊，也是我们的祖宗告诉我们的。
We only see the highlighted areas that our father have told us.
啊，然后我们要把神的作为述说给后代去听。
Telling the next generations to come.
啊，那个是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙，是将要生的后代子孙也可以晓得。
Which he commanded us, our fathers, that they should make them known to their children.
然后他们起来要告诉他们的子孙。
That the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born.
你知道，直到今天，以色列人、犹太人他们特别强调这一点。
Even till today, the Israelites still very emphasize this.
因此，我们在向外人传之前，首先要向我们的后代来传，这是我们一个极其重要的一个使命，神的托付。
Brothers and sisters, before we spread the gospel to outside, we need to tell it to our children within the family.
那我们的后代也要再传递给我们的后代，因为这实在是太重要、太宝贵了。
Our kids need to tell it to their kids because this is very precious.
你看《约书亚记》第四章，这里就记载了一个细节。
Joshua chapter 4, there's some details.
我们知道神引领以色列人过约旦河。
We know that God lead the Israelites to pass the Jordan River.
神行了一个大大的神迹。
God performed a very miracle.
那么过了约旦河以后呢，让约书亚派这十二个支派，这个取从河中取来十二块石头，就立在基甲这个地方。
After they passed the river, Joshua told the 12 tribes to get 12 stones and set it up in Gilgal.
大家注意啊，那时候也没有互联网，也没有手机照相机啊，也没有新闻媒体，什么都没有。
Brother and sister, remember there's no internet, there's no cell phone, there's no camera, there's nothing.
今天这些我们都有，但是我们这些东西在那里传的是什么呢？传的是世上的八卦新闻，对不对？
We have all this, but what do we spread? We spread garbage news.
但那时候呢，要纪念，要历史为证。
At that time, if they want to commemorate something, they build a stone.
以后你们的子孙如果问你们说这个石头是什么意思，
When your children ask their father in time to come saying what are these stones，
你们就告诉他们说，
Then you should let your children know，
到网上 Google 去，
You go and Google in the, online，
没有就告诉他们是代代口传，是当年神怎么样在我们的祖先当中行了大神迹。
So they can only pass down from mouth to mouth， So they tell their childrenAnd then their children tell their children that God, how God bring them out of Egypt.
也使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
That you may fear the Lord your God forever.
生命记六章第四节，这一段是非常非常有名的经文。
Deuteronomy 6:4-9.
我们常常说这个六章第四节是以色列人的诗嘛。
We always say Deuteronomy is Israel's.
这个 Shema, S-H-E-M-A, 啊，这是他们一个一代一代的就不断要传的，不断要说的。
They have to say it to their children, pass down through generations.
这一段啊，以色列，你要听耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽心尽力爱耶和华你的神。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You need to, you should love your God.
那然后呢？这段话呢？你要记在心上。第七节要殷勤教训你的儿女。
You should teach them diligent to your children.
无论坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论。
And should talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up.
今天的以色列人真的是照着去行。
Today, even today, Israelites still following this instruction.
Yeah. 但是这个 Deuteronomy 这个六章后面其实很长，我们拿出一段来再给大家看，在六章的十四到十九节。
In Deuteronomy 6:14 to 19.
实际上给他们又有一个提醒。
There's another reminder.
是讲到谁也早就知道他们里面的软弱。
It's talking about God knows their weakness.
也给他们一个警戒。
And gave them a warning.
这个老摩西啊，在进这个迦南地之前就告诉他们。
Before they entered the land of Canaan, Moses already gave them the warning.
不可随从别神啊。
You should not go after other gods.
因为你们的耶和华你们的神是忌邪的神。
For the Lord your God is a jealous God among you.
免得神的怒气向你们发作。
Lest the anger of the Lord your God be aroused against you.
神的诫命法度都要遵行。
You shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God.
这样你就能够蒙福。
And you shall be blessed.
所以我们向我们的下一代传福音啊，弟兄姊妹，千万不要把它当成一个重担。
So when we spread the gospel to our kids, don't think it's a heavy burden.
好像我不得不做。
As if we have to do it.
实际上我们向我们的后代传福音也是向我们的后代传福气。
So, in actuality, when we spread the gospel to our children, we are actually spreading the blessings to them.
把神美好的应许赐福能够教导给他们。
We are teaching them the blessings and commandments from God to them.
若是我们的后代一代一代都在主的里面，你想一想这是何等的荣耀，何等的祝福。
Just to think,All the generations from now are all in God, trusting God. Such a what kind of blessing it is.
那这个以色列人呢？他们非常的可惜啊。
It's very pitiful for the Israelites.
摩西给他们有谆谆的教导。
Moses gave them all the commandments.
约书亚给他们许多的叮咛。
Joshua gave them so many warnings.
可是进了迦南地以后呢
？But when they entered the land of Canaan.
以色列很可惜，慢慢的他们就软弱，就退后，就跌倒了。
It's very sad that Israelites gradually drift away from God and fell.
就忽视了向自己下一代的这个传递。
They ignored the responsibility to spread the gospel to their children.
他们自己也软弱，就跟从迦南地的神，就去拜偶像去了。
They were weak, so they followed the.Other gods in the land of Canaan.
就追求世上的舒适安逸。
So they chase after the comfort in this world.
看到迦南人的科学、文化、技术各个方面都比他们自己一个游牧民族要强很多。
They saw that everything in Canaan is better than them because they are pastured. They move around with their cattle, sheep.
所以神自己的子民不是把福音传给周遭的人，而是被周遭人影响，他们被迦南化。
So, Israelite God's children, they did not spread the gospel to their surrounding people, but they were influenced by the surrounding people.
那这里给我们的提醒有两点。
So the reminding things are two.
第一点，我们要向我们的后代去传福音。我们自己首先要在福音的里面要刚强持守。
The first thing is, if we want to tell the gospel to our children, we need to hold fast to our belief.
第二点，我们的子女看我们实际上是最清楚的。
The second is that our children can see clearly through us.
我们的优点、我们的缺点和不足。
Our good things, our bad things, our ill things, they can see it.
我们有追从这个世界的地方，我们的孩子第一眼就看到了。
If we chase after the world, our kids can see it.
你知道这个现在我们家的车上每个车后面的就贴一个 Jesus Fish 啊，这个鱼的一个记号。
In our our card, we have a fish label to show we are Christian at the back of our card.
人家一看这个贴这个鱼的记号，就知道这是基督徒。
So when people see that, they will know we are Christians.
那么呢，我就刚在我们这个车后面贴这个 Jesus Fish 还不久的时候。
So right after I put the Jesus Fish sign on my car.
那时候我的孩子也还挺小的时候。
When my children are still small.
有一次我们开车出去到外面。
There's one time we drove together.
结果呢，我这个赶路有点来不及了，我就开得很快。
Because I was in a rush, so I driving very fast.
我的孩子在坐后，那时候还很小，不能坐前排，坐在后排。
My children are still small, so they have to sit at the back.
然后我女儿在后面就跟我嚷。
My daughter told me.
他们知道这个限速是多少，我们能看得到。然后你那个这个仪表盘上，你这个车速是多少，他也能看得到。
They can see what's the speed limit, and they can see your speed.
他感觉到这个爸爸越开越快。
She felt that daddy is driving faster and faster.
我女儿在后面喊 ，Daddy, we have Jesus fish on our back.
So my daughter said to me, Daddy, we have. 我们有一个鱼的记号在我们车上。
我们的孩子看得非常的清楚。
Our kids see clearly through things.
我说赶快，我就减速。
So I slow down right away.
我们跟我们的孩子诚诚实实的讲，我们也有好多的软弱。
We tell our kids honestly that we have weakness too.
爸爸妈妈不是一个完人。
Mom and dad are not perfect.
但是我们一起在主的里面成长。
But we grow together in Christ.
我们一起被神的话语来提醒。
We are reminded by the words of God.
不要像那些以色列人。
We don't want to be like the Israelites.
传不下去了。
They want to pass it down, but they stopped.
所以约书亚就跟以色列人在约书亚记最后一章的时候，跟以色列人就有一个提醒。
So Joshua at the last chapter of the book of Joshua, he reminded Israelites.
现在你进了迦南地了。
When you entered the land of Canaan.
打败敌人了。
We defeated our enemies.
得到这片应许之地。
We got the promised land.
后面我们有抉择呀。
But we have a choice to make.
还没有完呢。
It's not finished yet.
你们现在选择，你们到底要敬拜侍奉哪个神？
You have to choose which God you want to serve.
然后约书亚就讲了一句非常有名的话，至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
So, Joshua said one very famous verse is, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
神保罗老牧师还没有回天家的时候。
Before Pastor Paul Shen, went back to with the Lord.
那个时候大概那是20年以前，那时候大概他还其实也是70多岁的年纪了。
It's about 20 years ago. He's about more than 70 years old.
Yeah, 70多。现在如果神保罗老人还在世，可能已经差不多有100岁了。
If he's still in this world, it would be about 100 years old.
有一次在纽约灵命晋升会。
The one time he's leading a meeting in New York.
神老牧师讲道。
Pastor Paul Shen, he's preaching.
讲道非常的有力量 ，powerful.
His preaching is really powerful.
整个一个大礼堂啊，这个弟兄姊妹都被深深的感动。
It's a huge auditorium. All the brothers and sisters are very touched by his sermon.
到最后呢，沈老牧师要带大家唱一首歌。
At the end, Pastor Shen want to lead a congregation to sing a song.
要呼召。
He want to give a calling.
谁愿意立志为主而活，要把自己献上。
Who is willing to give their lives to God and offer their lives to God?
然后他这个临时准备这个歌拿出来。
He took out the song.
那时候都还有什么手册呀？手册里有我的歌吗？这。
At that time, they used the hymn books.
然后呢，这个司琴大会安排那个司琴那个弟兄，噌噌噌，赶快就上去要去弹钢琴。
So the assigned pianist run to the piano, want to play the song.
沈老牧师突然说了一句说：“你不用上来，我要让我的孙女上来弹琴。”
Pastor Shen told the pianist, "Say you don't need to come up. I want my granddaughter to play the piano."
那时候大家全都明白。
Everybody understand what it meant.
你知道，那不是说，哎呀，这个什么，这个开个晚会啊，让我孩子去献个表演个节目啊，给大家来 show off 一下，不是。
It is not Pastor Shen want to show off her his granddaughter.
他说，我们一家一代一代的要服侍神。他那个孙女那时候还很年轻，可能大概就十几二十岁的年龄。
At that time, his granddaughter is very young.Probably just a little bit more than 10 years old.
No, around 20
years old. Sorry. So what he meant is he wanted generations in his family serve God together.
一家一家一代一代的我们都继续服侍。
He want all his family served through generations serve God together.
那一次很多人被感动回应这个呼召。
So many people was moved and answered the call.
我知道我在主面前有很多的亏欠。
I know I have a lot weakness, not enough shortcoming in God.
但我在主面前的祷告，我和师母在主面前的祷告，也是我们的后代还能够好好的来爱主、服侍主。
So, my wife and my prayer in before God is that our children will serve God in the future. Now,
上个礼拜在我们德恩堂那边为一位老伯母办一个追思安葬的一个礼拜。
Last week we have a memorial service for old grandma. Memorial service for old grandma in Durant.
是在这个公寓的墓园里面。
It's in a cemetery in a apartment.
不是，就是那个graveside.
A graveside.
啊，那么呢，那个地方你摆什么钢琴啊，什么也都不方便。
You cannot
没有办法插电。
Piano there. Yeah.
啊，我就问我二女儿，我说你能不能够去帮忙一起来服侍拉小提琴。
So I asked my second daughter to if she can come and play the violin to serve at the graveside service.
后来我很感谢神，她说她愿意。
I thank God that she said yes, she's willing.
那用这个琴声，你能感动有不少这个亲人，好几位是还没有信主的。
The sound of the violin touched a lot of people that they did not know Christ.
本来这个家庭他们就觉得很简单的办一下，他们也不知道怎么去办。
This family was one didn't know how to have the memorial service, so they wanted a very simple one.
教会弟兄姊妹的支持，诗班的支持。
So brother and sister in the church and the choir in the church helped them.
后来是一个非常美好，那天天气也特别好，一个追思安葬的这样一个礼拜。
So it turned out to be a very beautiful memorial service and graveside service.
啊，就在现场，伯母的儿子也决志信主。
Right there, the son of the grandma that passed away, he decided to accept Christ.
我非常的感谢主。
I give thanks to God.
不是说我的孩子在这边有点什么才能去显示一下，不是。
I'm not showing off my the talent or gift of my kids.
我是盼望我们能够用神所给我们的一起来服侍神。
I pray that we can serve God with all the gifts, all the talents that God gives us.
就你看现在我们中间的这个青少年啊，好多的都有这个音乐的才干，是不是啊？
We can see that a lot of young people among us has the musical talent gift.
我们这一辈呢，这个有音乐才干的不多，但是我们年轻人多可以啊，我们敬拜时就让他们来司琴，来服侍主。
Among old people like us, we don't have much music talents, but among the young people that have the talents, we need to get them out and serve in the services.
今天在好多的华人教会当中是什么样的？中年的这一代父母们忙于在那里服侍主，忙忙碌碌的。
In Chinese church today, what's the situation? It's the young, the middle generation, the around 40 and 50, they are busy serving in the church.
中国大陆更是这样。
It's even more so in China.
啊，那个中年的那些传道人非常的爱主，可以说命都不要摆上。
Middle-aged pastors, they love God so much that they are willing to give their lives for to serving God.
但是孩子呢？丢给手机，丢给游戏，或者忙于学业。
But the children we give it to our the cell phone, the schoolwork and games.
这不是一个最好的状况。
This is not the best situation.
比较理想的状况是，我们一起来服侍。
The best situation is that we serve God together.
你知道我上大学以后啊，我就发现我们有的同学。这个考上大学以后呢，成绩非常好。
After I entered college, I've found out that a lot of my college mates they have very good grades.
生活能力很差。
But they don't know how to manage their lives.
身体健康也不好。
their health is not good.
我们在陆军学院里面跑三公里这个越野的时候。
In the army school, when we run three kilometers, we need to run 3 kilometers.
你知道我自己瘦瘦矮矮的，我身体也不好啊。
You know I'm skinny and short, and I'm not very healthy.
我们一个区队四十多人，我跑第三名。
We have 40 people in our unit, and I run the third.
你就知道其他这些同学，他们就一个一直在学啊学啊学啊，一直做题啊，然后其他很多方面都搞得。
So you know the rest of the people, they always put emphasis on study, but they did not put emphasis on their health.
今天我们知道，孩子功课再忙，也要学习来做家务，也要养成有生活的能力，对不对？
Today we know that.Even though the kids has a lot of schoolwork, they still need to learn how to do chores.
功课再忙，也要让他们好好的锻炼身体，对不对？
If even a lot of schoolwork, they have to work out.
好
exercise.
功课再忙，
even though have a lot of homework.
啊，其他的这些的活动再多，
they have a lot of activities.
也要来追求主，服侍主。
They have to come and follow God and serve God.
不然这个灵性的健康这方面太软弱了。
Otherwise, the spiritual health will be weak.
我们不能单单只是父母强，但是孩子这一代到下一代就弱下来。
We cannot have the very strong Christians for the parents, but the children are lost.
好，我们最后一个。
The last one.
我们还要领我们的下一代去传福音。
We need to lead our next generation to.The gospel.
这就是我们另外这一节的主题经文了。你在许多见证面前听见我所教训的，要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
So, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
我们作为一个基督徒的家庭，
when we in a Christian family,
我想我们至少有这么几点我们可以做到。
I think we can do the followings.
作为父母的，我们要有一个表率。
As parents, we need to be a good example.
我们勇于表明自己基督徒的身份。
We need to dare to say I'm a Christian.
Yeah, 我们勇于向他人分享自己的见证。每个基督徒都应该准备一个自己3到5分钟的信主的见证。
We dare to share our testimonies.
我们勇于在人前提到主耶稣的名，感谢主，都是神的恩典。
Dare to mention Jesus' name, give thanks to God. Everything is from God.
别人如果夸你的时候，你不要说哪里哪里。
When people praise you, don't say
where where
where where.
然后心里想 here here.
And you're thinking it's here.
对不对？嘴上说哪里哪里，心想这里这里。我们别人称赞我们的时候，我们说什么？感谢主。
So when people praise us, we say give thanks to God.
还有，勇于和他人分享。全备的救恩。
Dare to share the full gospel to other people.
好，时间关系，我们停在这里，我们一起在主的面前来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢您的话语的提醒。
Lord, we thank you for the reminder from your words.
这代要对那代颂赞你的作为，要传扬你的大能。
One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts.
主啊，让我们能够在家庭家族当中代代相传。
Lord, we pray that we will be able to pass down our faith through generations.
我们也做一个宣教的家庭。
And we should be a mission-minded family.
让我们首先向我们的孩子来传。
First, to spread the gospel to our kids.
也与我们的孩子一同来成长。
And we growTogether with our kids.
也引领我们的孩子，我们一同来向这黑暗的世界做见证。
And together with our kids, we give testimony to this dark world.
我再次特别为我们中间所有的父母祷告，也与我们为我们所有的下一代年轻人来祷告。
Especially, I will pray for the parents in among us and the next generation among us.
虽然世俗的力量看起来是何等的强大。
Even though the influence of the world looks very mighty.
但是主，你的恩典、你的慈爱更大。
But Lord, your love and your mercy is even greater.
主啊，我们承认我们都是软弱、有许多亏欠的人。
We admit that we are weak and we have a lot of shortcomings.
我们愿真实的活在主的面前。
We need to live truly in front of you.
也在主的里面 靠神的恩典一同来成长。
And we need to grow in you, through your help.
向这个黑暗的世界来宣告，我们的主是又真又活的神。
We want to declare that you are the true living God in this dark world.
是拯救罪人出黑暗入光明的神。
You are the God that save people from dark into light.
是拯救罪人出死亡得永生的神。
You are the God who save sinners out of death into eternal life.
因为我们的家庭，我们的家族已经得到。
Because our family, our generation already have it.
让我们把这个宝贝能够彰显出来。
Pray that we will declare and demonstrate this treasure.
与我们每一个家庭同在。
Be with every family.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.